Save big on everything for your next project when you shop at Menards. Bite Electric smart home products make everyday living simply smarter. Add color to your home's exterior with LED outdoor string lights. They're perfect for holidays or get-togethers, and they can be scheduled to automatically turn on or off. View our entire selection of Bite Electric smart home products today on Menards.com. Plus, check out our weekly flyer for other great deals happening this week. Save big money at Menards.
I'm John Batchelor with my good colleague Jeff McCausland of CBS News. And we go to the Caribbean because we have another statement by the Secretary of War, Mr. Hegseth, Secretary of Defense officially on the stationery, that two aliens, not sure what their nationality is, are KIA in another strike on alleged drug boat off the coast of Venezuela, Colombia, Guyana. There's a variety of states that are possible. That reminds all of us that there's a flotilla, a very powerful flotilla when I first got the order of battle, between Venezuela's coast and Puerto Rico. At the same time, there are other challenges to the Maduro regime, which is invited to leave Caracas. The opposition is waiting to assume office. It was elected in 24 and is on the run, is hiding from the Maduro regime. There are complications, and I mentioned them, Jeff, before I ask your response. The president of Colombia, next door, Bogota, Gustavo Petro, is making extravagant and unsupported allegations, is making remarks that are suggestive of the fact that he's very poorly, very ill with a chemical dependency. This is testimony by his staff, by people who've worked with him, by the opposition in Venezuela, by remarks out of Colombia. Venezuela and Colombia are the two anchors of U.S. policy in South America for 100 years. What is to be done, Jeff? We're talking about destabilizing a continent.
Yeah, John, that's exactly right. And what's occurring is both horizontal and vertical escalation. I mean, this effort to interrupt the flow of narcotics in small boats began with, I think, six strikes against boats which were emanating from Venezuela. The last two, I think the one you're talking about most recently, actually was coming from Colombia, because it was sunk on the Pacific side, and Colombia is the only of those two countries that has a Pacific coastline. So now we've expanded horizontally to include Colombia as well as Venezuela. The Pentagon and Mr. Trump in his social media post has tied these attacks to a group out of Colombia called Ejército de la Liberación Nacional, a Colombian national guerrilla group. But it's not tied to Mr. Maduro in Venezuela. There's another group that Trump claims that Venezuelan leader is tied to. And while initially the flotilla that we have offshore of Venezuela, which included about nine different vessels, several destroyers, cruisers, an amphibious landing ship, about 4,500 Marines and sailors, has been out there, augmented by F-35s and MQ-9 drones operating out of Puerto Rico. In the last few days, vertical escalation has also occurred. The United States conducted B-52 flights in international airspace, but just off the coastline of Venezuela, doing practice bombing runs. So this crisis now is escalating horizontally in terms of geography and vertically in terms of the type of military combat power, at least in the region. It's clear in terms of Venezuela, that seems to me at least, that the Trump administration's goal is to reject, as you've suggested, John, the government of President Maduro.
30 seconds, Jeff, 30 seconds.
But we don't have the military combat power sufficient to do that. So the question is, can we destabilize that using the CIA and others? As far as Colombia is concerned, that would be a huge investment by the United States when we're still in a troubled world with wars in Gaza and Ukraine.
Colonel Jeff McCausland, CBS News.
You're listening to CBS Eye on the World with John Batchelor.
At Emory University, we believe in those with the ambition to achieve, the passion to learn, and the optimism to see the possibilities ahead. Founded on a belief that the wise heart seeks knowledge, an Emory education combines experiential learning in Atlanta and beyond with unrivaled collaboration and discovery, all to prepare you for a world that needs your leadership. Learn more at emory.edu.
Hey, Ryan Reynolds here from Mint Mobile. Now, I don't know if you've heard, but Mint's premium wireless is $15 a month. But I'd like to offer one other perk. We have no stores. That means no small talk.
Crazy weather we're having.
No, it's not. It's just weather. It is an introvert's dream. Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
Upfront payment of $45 for 3-month plan. $15 per month equivalent required. New customer offer first 3 months only. Then full price plan options available. Taxes and fees extra. See mintmobile.com.
At Emory University, we believe in those with the ambition to achieve, the passion to learn, and the optimism to see the possibilities ahead. Founded on a belief that the wise heart seeks knowledge, an Emory education combines experiential learning in Atlanta and beyond with unrivaled collaboration and discovery, all to prepare you for a world that needs your leadership. Learn more at emory.edu.